Alisa Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with the fantastic Philly band War on Drugs. Welcome, fellas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad to have you back. And actually, this is not your first time at Bonnaroo either.
No.
You have been to this rodeo before.
Last time we didn't travel with our own crew or anything. We had the house monitor guy. I remember we flew in from England, and I looked at one point, like the monitor started feeding back, and then I looked over at him and he was like texting, and I threw I had this pedal that I got in Europe, and so it didn't work in America, so I hurled it at his head. I didn't mean to. I mean, I meant to throw it near him. I didn't hit him, thank God. Pedal still works, but
but his brain, his head doesn't though.
No, it didn't hit him, but it was just to get his attention.
I'm sure you did.
Wasn't trying to hit him. I hit his board, but either way, that was the first year. And now we're back with our own monitor engineer.
Okay,
look at us.
Good. And you don't throw things at him, do you?
No, I would never. No.
No. Did you have really bad sound after you threw that at him?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh, and
I don't remember.
At that point, you were like, all right.
No, I think it was. I remember it being a lot of fun.
Yeah. What do you remember about the Bonnaroo experience, like not playing, just like being here? If anything,
I have
at
another
all.
Story about that. I don't think I can talk about that on the air. I've been telling over the years.
Maybe somebody can bleep over you when you're. It's too many bleeps.
Not even, no.
Okay.
But what I remember is. I remember we had a lot of friends here from. It was like one of our first big U.S. festivals. We never played like. Anything like Bonnaroo before. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty, felt like really, we were really a part of something, which was really cool.
And you mentioned something about friends. You bumped into friends here?
Yeah, we had different bands that we were friends with. Here's the story.
All right.
We were in the airport and we saw Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, obviously. You know who that is. So he's sitting in a chair. Dave, especially from our band, our bass player Dave, is a huge Beach Boys fan. You know, for as long as I've known him, Beach Boys this, Beach Boys bed sheets, this and that. And then so our sound guy, we'll go nameless, Mickey. he'll appreciate the story because, you know, he probably doesn't even remember it. But anyway, so we somehow convinced Brian Wilson's manager to let Brian Wilson take a photo with us. Mickey takes a photo for us, snaps the photo, and then like brings an arm down, you know, like you do after a photo. And we're like, all right, thanks. And then we walk away, and Mickey looks at the photo, and it's just a picture of, like, Dave's feet. But blurry, not even to the point where you could be like, oh, that's actually my feet, and then those are Brian Wilson's feet. It was just, like, blurry floor.
Oh, man.
Nashville airport floor.
And
so that was, like, we came close to greatness.
Close to documenting greatness.
Close
but
to
you actually
greatness.
Did physically come close to greatness.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what was it like approaching Brian Wilson? Were you, like, nervous? Was he, like,
I think
who
I had,
are you?
At that
or?
Time, I still am, but back then, especially petrified of flying. And so when we got on the ground, the fact that the plane actually landed, I think I was felt so invincible that the plane actually landed that I went right up to him and was like, can we get a photo?
Because you were so, you know, confident.
I was just so happy.
On top of the
landed.
World. Again,
you know, it was like Philly to Nashville because we'd flown from Europe. We flew from Italy or England to Philly and then Philly to Nashville or something.
You've got to be over this flying thing now, though, or are you
getting
not?
Better?
You're getting better.
Getting better.
What happens when you have the fear of flying?
I was on a flight that had to put our masks on and the vest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was.
Were all of you on this flight? Or
no,
was
this was no, this
you?
Was when I played in Kurt's band. We were flying over to Europe.
Was this perhaps just a dream?
No.
Did this actually happen? That's terrifying.
So that was like a three-year period there where it was pretty difficult to get on a flight.
Well,
but now it's a little better.
Congratulations. You do prefer to...
I'm still trying to, like, I'm hoping that somewhere out there's a pilot who's like a fan and he's going to be like, invite me into the cockpit to show me, you know, that can be like, what was that sound I just heard? And he can be like, oh, that's just the wheel. I'll be like, oh, thank God.
Oh, so you just want access to the cockpit so you can just make sure that everything is fine.
I just want to know. I also want to, I thought about maybe getting my pilot's license in the next 10 years so I could learn about flying.
Mm-hmm. And you can be like, no, you're doing it wrong.
No, not like that. I just want to see it, you know?
That is a brave ambition. Good luck to you, sir. Have you ever like jumped out of an airplane? Have you ever done that?
No, my sister has.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, your new record, or your latest record, Lost in the Dream, last year, one of the best records, in my humble opinion, of the entire year, of all of the records.
Thank you.
Not of yours, of all of the people's records.
Right.
Big fan. So you have any new material? You working on new stuff? What's going on with
that? Yeah, we're working on new stuff.
All right. You want to give me a little bit of a progress report, what you can say? Or are you being tight-lipped?
I'm not tight-lipped, but all right. We don't really have much time to actually work on stuff.
Yeah, so many
commitments. But we did work. There was some time. I had worked on some stuff in a studio in New York that I've subletted for a while. And then after a tour recently, we recorded as a band in Los Angeles. And then we did some stuff in New York. Just trying to, we'll have all next year to make a record.
Yeah, no pressure.
I'm definitely not going to pump it out, you know?
No.
No
need to.
You know, but.
That's cool.
Just definitely, my plan is to, write like 20, 15 songs.
And then
record them or something, I don't know.
All right, really all right. All right, well, you don't have to think about it anymore.
I actually have thought about it a lot. I'm just not telling you. I think about it all the time. What do you think? I don't think about it? Give me a break.
I think about it constantly. Oh, God. All right, well, I will wait with bated breath to find out more information. You don't want to share any of them? Yeah. That's all right.
No point.
That's okay. That's all right. Well, War on Drugs, thank you so much for stopping by backstage
at
Bonnaroo.
Thank you.